How I became a writer. Some say I brought it with me from some other life. I've been writing poetry for so long now, the fact that I have no material evidence of this is insignificant. Emerson said, "When a man does not write his poetry, it escapes by other vents through him." Mine escaped from my crib and promptly fled under the couch. Occasionally, it lifted its head and spoke a word or two. Maybe a sentence found its way through the air, landing on some other star where there may have been light and a compass and a sense of which way the wind blows. It escaped on the way to school, at picnics and playtime, waiting for the bus or buying bread, on the edge of a room, looking in. Sometimes it escaped into closets, buried under the Electrolux, waiting for a chance to sweep up the house. When it could, it escaped late at night, when the sentry lay down with the dogs. Soon, it got used to the dark, could move without help, even jumped off the roof. It rode the subway, it went to parties, danced with devils, it swung from trees. Later, it flew planes, crossed mountains, built bridges, tread water. Always, it tread water. After so many tries to escape to the path, it discovered it was already on it, slipping through vents, those long, narrow, half-lit, sometimes clogged, and sometimes closed vents, where words get spoken, whether they want to or not, in this life or the next, one way or another.